Friends by mail.
You're invited. If you're a girl age 8 or older, an exciting event is happening for you on March 29th. That's when a new meeting for girls and women in the church will be held, and you're invited. You can gather at your stake or ward building with your mom, sisters, friends, and primary leaders. It's a special chance to hear our church leaders speak just to you. Please write and tell us about your experience at this history-making meeting.
Mooncakes. Adam and Ollie read the article about Will from Taiwan, August 2013, and were excited to make the Moon Festival cakes. They worked together and had lots of fun. The cakes were really delicious. Adam and Ollie C., ages 10 and 5, England.
Glad you're my family. I loved the story, Glad You're My Dad, February 2013. It helped me because I have family members that don't go to church. This story taught me to love them for who they are and what they do, whether they're members or not. Ella P., age 10, Utah, USA.
On the Trail with a Friend. We enjoyed reading your On the Trail articles each month in 2013 so much that we decided to visit all the locations on our summer vacation. It was so neat to go to the Hill Cumorah pageant. We also enjoyed completing the maps. Caitlin, Megan, and Peyton F., ages 9, 7, and 5, Alabama, USA.
Was there a letter or a story in this month's issue that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail.
From the First Presidency, Challenges Help Us Grow, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. When I was 11 years old, I lived with my family in the attic of a farmhouse near Frankfurt, Germany. We were refugees in a new place far away from our previous home. Refugee, one who flees to another place to escape danger. We were very poor. Because I was a refugee and because I spoke with an East German accent, other children often made fun of me and called me names that deeply hurt. Of all the times of my youth, I believe this may have been the most discouraging. Even though I still remember the hurt I felt, I can see now that this was a time of great personal growth. During this time, our family bonded together. I watched and learned from my parents. I admired their determination and optimism. From them, I learned that we can overcome adversity when we have faith and courage. Adversity means something that is very difficult. I think back on that 11-year-old boy in Frankfurt, Germany, who worried about his future and felt the lasting sting of unkind remarks. While I would not be eager to relieve those days of trial and trouble, the lessons I learned then were a necessary preparation for future opportunity. Now, many years later, I know this for certain. It is often in adversity that we learn those most important lessons that form our character and shape our destiny. Adapted from Two Principles for Any Economy, Ensign, November 2009, pages 55 through 58. Challenges in the Scriptures by David Larson. If you ever feel sad or left out, you are not alone. Solve these riddles to learn how some Scripture heroes handled hard times. My brothers took my colored coat and sold me as a slave. With faith, I solved the Pharaoh's dreams. From famine, all were saved. Who am I? When men were few and spirits weak, I raised the banner high. My troops then won their battles. Once they knew the reason why, who am I? High on a wall, I prophesied the Savior soon would come. The angry mob shot arrows, but no harm to me was done. Who am I? Tremendous floods destroyed the earth, for no one had prepared. But we and all the animals inside the ark were spared. Who am I? Although at risk to lose my life, my people mattered more. With bravery, I asked the king to save those I cared for. Who am I? Obeying God gave me great power, time and time again, before the king at home and even in the lion's den. Who am I? When times are hard, here are some things you might try next time you're having a bad day. Think of your favorite joke. Sing a primary song. Do something you're good at. Go for a walk. Do something nice for someone. Talk with a trusted adult. Write in your journal or draw a picture. Read your favorite scripture story. End of From the First Presidency, Challenges Help Us Grow, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.
The Big Brother Trap, by Megan Ruff, based on a true story. See that ye love one another, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 123. Hiding behind Dad's truck, I pulled ever so slightly on the rope that reached up over the tree branch above the garage door. The large bucket of water at the other end of the line jiggled as I pulled. I grinned. The trap was finally ready. My big brother was so going to get it as soon as he came out of the garage. Kyle deserved it, too. This time his teasing had gone too far. My little sister walked over to my hiding place again. "Come on, Megan, let's go play. Just forget about it," she said. "No way," I told her. "I'm going to get even." She didn't understand. I had to do this. "But I want to play on the swings," she said. "Won't you come with me?" I shook my head. "Not until Kyle walks under my trap." My sister left. The sun rose higher. It was a perfect day to play outside. But this was important. I thought of all the rotten times my brother had teased me. Banging and clanging sounds came from inside the garage. What was he doing in there? I had to admit it was getting a little boring holding that rope, especially on such a nice sunny day. But I didn't think about letting go for a second. The wait would be worth it when Kyle walked through the garage door and I dumped the big bucket of water on his head. I couldn't wait to see his face. It would be the perfect payback. A noise came from behind the garage door. My muscles tightened as I gripped the rope. I watched the door like a cat ready to pounce. The lock clicked. The door swung open. I saw the edge of a tire and one of my brother's sneakers. This was it. I yanked hard on the rope. The entire bucket of water tipped and poured all over Kyle. As the now empty bucket dangled from the rope on the tree, I jumped and hooted in excitement. Yes! Then I noticed something that stopped my yell of excitement right in my throat. Kyle was pushing my bike. It had been broken for weeks, but now it was all ready to ride. I didn't understand. Kyle looked at me and said, I fixed your bike. I just stood there. As the water dripped off his face and off my bike, I didn't feel at all like I expected to. My trap had worked perfectly, but I felt horrible. The whole time I'd been waiting there, my big brother had been doing something nice for me. In fact, now that I thought about it, Kyle did nice things for me all the time. "I'm sorry," I said, still feeling awful. "Earlier today..." He held up a hand and smiled. "It's okay, Megan. I'm sorry, too. That's why I wanted to fix your bike." Kyle looked up at the bucket. "Nice trap," he said. Then he laughed. "I never saw it coming." I couldn't help but laugh with him. Suddenly, I felt much better inside. My big brother had already forgiven me, just like that. I realized I needed to learn how to do that, too. "Hey, wanna ride bikes?" I asked. Kyle nodded. "Sounds awesome. I'll probably dry off faster that way." As we laughed again, I knew it was going to be a great day after all.
Sidebar. I have trouble being nice to my siblings, and when they are mean to me, it makes me want to be mean back. But I know that Heavenly Father would want me to make the right choice and first repent, then say, "I'm sorry," to my sibling. Reagan P., age 11, Washington, USA.
End of the story, The Big Brother Trap, by Megan Ruff. Read by Julia Carter.
Family Fun Time. Read The Big Brother Trap, pages 4 through 5, then talk about how your family can get along with each other. Make these fun recipes together and talk about what makes each family member special. Remember to get an adult's help with these recipes. Unity Bread. It takes a lot of different ingredients to make a recipe work. Imagine if you tried to make bread with just flour, or if you left out the salt. Families are like that. Everyone together creates something wonderful. Consider reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 18, and talk about how every family member is important. Ingredients. You will need 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and 1 cup of plain yogurt. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius. Step 2. Mix all the ingredients together in a bowl. Step 3. Scoop the dough into a small loaf pan and bake for 25 to 30 minutes, or until a butter knife comes out clean when you stick it in the middle. Step 4. Turn the pan upside down to remove the loaf and let the bread cool. Friendship butter. While your bread is cooking, you can make your own butter to eat with it. Ingredients. You will need 1/2 pint of heavy cream, a small, clean jar with a tight lid, a clean cloth, and salt. Step 1. Put the cream in the jar and close it tight. Step 2. Take turns shaking the jar. The more you shake, the sooner the cream will turn into butter. Step 3. While each person has a turn, have everyone share something they like about the person with the jar. See how many nice things your family can come up with about each other. Keep passing the jar until there's a large ball of light yellow butter, about 20 to 30 minutes. Step 4. Pour out the extra liquid and pat the butter dry with a clean cloth. Stir in a little salt. End of the section. Family Fun Time. Read by Mackenzie Foster.
Bright Idea Poster. In this month's Bright Idea Poster, we observe 2 young people, a boy and a girl, studying their scriptures and pondering the articles of faith. The poster is dotted with numbers reflecting the 13 articles of faith. Behind the young children is a path reaching up to the temple with the following caption: Use your bright minds to study and learn the articles of faith and the doctrines they teach. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. From the Doctrines and Principles Contained in the Articles of Faith. Ensign, November 2013, page 48. End of Bright Idea Poster.
Pop Quiz Champion by Lindsay Stevens Tanner. Based on a true story. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 18. Niles stared blankly at the book in his hands, trying hard to concentrate on the words on the page. But Anna was throwing a paper airplane across the classroom. Tyler was making seal noises, and Chris was bragging about how many free throws he could make. Who could pay attention to a book when everyone else was doing all that stuff? Niles dropped the book on his desk in frustration. His teacher, Mrs. Bradshaw, was gone for the day. She had left a reading assignment with the substitute teacher, but everyone in the class was doing whatever they wanted. Niles glanced up at the substitute, who was running after the paper plane. "Hey, Niles," Sarah called from the back of the class. "I bet you can't do this." She leaned forward and lifted her feet above her head in a perfect handstand. Niles knew she was challenging him. He had the handstand record in his class. As he started to get up to show off his own handstand, his elbow bumped the book he was supposed to be reading. He sighed and changed his mind. "Next recess, it's on," he called to Sarah, who was still upside down. He opened his book again and stuffed his fingers into his ears. He could still hear some of the commotion going on around him, but now he could actually concentrate on his book. The next day, Niles' teacher was back. "Pop quiz," she announced as she passed the papers down the row. 10 questions on what you read yesterday." The whole class groaned. Niles started to feel worried. He had tried to read the assignment yesterday, but even though he had concentrated his hardest, he had only gotten through about half of it. He answered the questions the best he could, but he knew he failed the quiz. When the final bell rang, Niles's teacher asked him to stay behind while the other kids left the classroom. "The substitute teacher left me a note, and it mentions you by name," Mrs. Bradshaw said. "Would you like to know what it says?" Niles swallowed and nodded, trying to remember if he had done anything wrong the day before. "Of the entire class," she read, "Niles was the only one who actually tried to read the assignment. He was an example to his classmates." Niles was stunned. He didn't know the substitute had noticed him. He thought she was too busy with the other kids. "Niles, I am going to give you full credit for the quiz," Mrs. Bradshaw said. "Thank you for being an example yesterday." Niles's jaw dropped. He didn't know you could get good grades for being an example. As he ran home, he thought about what his teacher said. Not only was he the class handstand champion, but by being an example, he was a pop quiz champion, too. End of the article. Pop Quiz Champion by Lindsay Stevens Tanner. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
As I Take the Sacrament by Olivia Corey Randall. S is for the Savior who died for you and me. A is for the atonement begun in Gethsemane. C is for the cross that the Savior bore for us. R is for repentance, God's forgiveness we can trust. A is always walking with His Spirit as our guide. M is for His mercy, since He cared for us, He died. E is for eternal life, our gift when we obey. N is for His name that we take on us each day. T is for a testimony. We partake and come to know that Christ is our Redeemer, and our love for Him we show. As I take the sacrament and recall His sacrifice, I'll pledge myself to follow Him and always choose the right. End of the article, As I Take the Sacrament, read by Maya Reinwand.
Sweeter Than Ice Cream by Shanna Butler. Based on a true story. I hadn't been baptized for a whole day yet, and already I'd messed up. Help me, dear Father, to truly repent, making things right and changing my ways. Children's Songbook, page 99. I stood in the warm font, my white dress billowing around me. I was excited to be baptized, to be clean. Elder Daniels put me under the water, and I came up soaking and smiling. When I opened my eyes, I felt so good. I never wanted to do anything wrong again. My parents smiled at me. "You did great," my mom said after I was confirmed. She had even written me a poem for my baptism day. My dad was not a member of the church, but I knew he felt okay about my choice, since he let me take the missionary discussions. Two of my best friends from the fifth grade came to see my baptism, and my parents took us all out for yummy ice cream afterward. My favorite food. My friends and I took our cones and explored the gardens near the ice cream shop. Creamy ice cream on my cone looked so good, but on my first lick, the whole scoop fell off the cone and onto the grass. Without thinking, I said a word my mom had asked me not to say. I slapped my hand over my mouth, realizing what I'd said. I was so sad. I didn't know what to do. My parents thought I was just sad about my ice cream. They offered to buy me another, but I didn't feel like eating anymore. Who cared about ice cream? I'd just made a terrible mistake and ruined my perfect day. I wasn't clean anymore. The rest of the day, I felt awful about what I had said, and I didn't want to tell my mom because she might get mad at me for saying a bad word. I was embarrassed that I had spoiled my new clean record so soon after being baptized. That night, I prayed for forgiveness. "Heavenly Father, I'm sorry," I said. "I didn't mean to say that word. It just came out. I don't want to say it again." I went to bed unhappy, and on Sunday morning, I still wasn't feeling very good. When we got to church, I waved hello to Elder Daniels with the same crummy feeling in my stomach. I felt even worse when my mom said, "I'm so glad you decided to be baptized." During sacrament meeting, a familiar tune made me look up. It was the sacrament hymn. The words were about Jesus. As I started to sing, I concentrated on the words. They spoke about Jesus' amazing atonement and how wonderful it was. Then I remembered something the missionaries taught me. They said that every time I sincerely repented and took the sacrament, it would be just like I was baptized all over again. I could repent. Instantly, my heart felt lighter, and I realized that everything would be okay. I was so relieved and so grateful for the sacrament that day. I took the bread and water and promised Heavenly Father I would do my best the next week to keep all His commandments. I was so happy. I knew that I was clean again.
Sidebar: if we have spent time before sacrament meeting repenting of our sins, we can leave sacrament meeting feeling clean and pure. Elder Don R. Clark of the 70.
End of the story, Sweeter Than Ice Cream, by Shanna Butler. Read by Eden Reinwand.
Friends around the world, Maroi Shemwari. I'm Tendai from Zimbabwe. From an interview by Amy Jane Levitt. Meet Tendai, who lives in the country of Zimbabwe. It's in the southern part of Africa, and it has lots of animals, like rhinos, elephants, Cape buffalo, lions, and giraffes. But Tendai does not get to see these animals near his house, since he lives near Harare, Zimbabwe's biggest city. Still, Tendai is glad that these beautiful animals live in his country.
Muroi Shamwari. I'm Tendai from Zimbabwe. My favorite scripture story is when Nephi was commanded to build a ship. I hope that I can always have the courage to do what is right, just like Nephi. My favorite part of primary is doing the primary sacrament meeting presentation. I like sharing my testimony of Jesus Christ. When I'm finished with my homework, I help my older sister with her lessons. She has some challenges that make it hard for her to learn. I also like helping some of the other children in my school who have challenges. Some kids laugh at these children, but I never do. One day, some of my friends were playing in our yard. One of them said a bad word. The other kids laughed, but I didn't. I told them it wasn't funny and that we should not say bad words. My family is very important to me. My two sisters and I live with our mom and our great-grandmother Gogo. That's how you say grandmother in our native language of Shona. I love to see the temple. My family has to travel 13 hours in a car to get to the Johannesburg, South Africa temple.
End of the article. Friends around the world. I'm Tendai from Zimbabwe.
Bulletin board. Fun facts about Zimbabwe. Tendai is from Zimbabwe, and you can read more about him on pages 14 and 15. Here are a few fun facts about Zimbabwe. It's one of the best places in the world to go on a safari and see wild animals. Football, called soccer in some parts of the world, is the most popular sport. Victoria Falls, on the border of Zimbabwe and Zambia, is the world's largest waterfall. Cornmeal bread. Jimodo, a type of cornmeal bread, is a traditional dish in Zimbabwe. Here's a recipe that you can try. Make sure to get an adult's help. Ingredients: 1 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1 egg, 1/3 cup of vegetable oil, 1 cup cornmeal, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 a teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit or 180 degrees Celsius. Step 2. Mix milk and vinegar together and let it sit for 5 minutes. Whisk in the egg and oil. Step 3. Mix the cornmeal, flour, sugar, baking powder, baking soda, and salt in a separate bowl. Step 4. Pour the milk and egg mix into the bowl of dry ingredients. Stir well. Step 5. Grease a 9 by 9 inch or a 23 by 23 centimeter pan and dust it with flour. Pour in the batter and bake the bread for 40 to 45 minutes, or until a butter knife comes out clean when you stick it in the middle.
Kudoda. You have to be fast to keep up with Kudoda. Children in Zimbabwe sometimes play this game with pebbles and a hole scooped in the ground. You can also play it with marbles and a bowl. How to play. Step 1. Fill a bowl with about 20 marbles and sit in a circle around the bowl. Step 2. Toss a marble into the air. Grab marbles one at a time from the bowl before catching the marble you tossed. Step 3. Take turns seeing how many marbles you can get in a toss. The game ends when all the marbles are out of the bowl or the bowl spills. General Conference. Guess what's coming up? That's right, General Conference! Here's what one family does while they listen to conference. What can you do to make conference a special event next month? We made this mosaic of the Conference Center and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on a window as we watched General Conference. It was fun! Scarlett, Guy, and Autumn C., ages 5, 7, and 4, Pennsylvania, USA. Family History! I am doing it! Last month, you may have made a photo collage using pictures of your ancestors. This month, you could add pictures and stories of your ancestors online to share with your other family members. With an adult's help, go to FamilySearch.org and follow the instructions when you click on Photos. What if? What if you were asked to give a talk about Jesus? What would you say? End of the section, Bulletin Board.
Does Someone Hear Me? By Susan Barrett. Lucas had prayed many times, but did he have a testimony of prayer? I kneel to pray every day. I speak to Heavenly Father. He hears and answers me when I pray in faith. Children's Songbook, page 14. I was worried. My primary teacher had asked me to give a talk the next week in sharing time. You could bear your testimony about prayer, she had said. We had just talked about prayer in our class. I had prayed many times. I always said my own prayers, and I often pray during family prayer. I had prayed for blessings on the food many times too, and I had prayed in primary before. But now I wasn't sure if I had a testimony of prayer, or if I understood how prayer could help me. Does someone really hear me when I pray? I wondered. I went to the kitchen where my mother was getting dinner ready. Mama, I said, how can I bear my testimony of prayer when I'm not sure I have a testimony of it? Mama put her arm around me. Why don't you give a lesson about prayer in family home evening tomorrow, and we'll talk about it together, she said. My mother helped me find stories and conference talks about prayer. Then I began to prepare for family home evening and for my primary talk. I thought about it all day, at home, at school, and at soccer practice. When I gave the lesson that night, Mama and Papa told me how prayer had helped them. I gave my primary talk the next Sunday too, but I didn't feel much different. I still wondered if I had a testimony of prayer. I prayed about my doubts, but the answer didn't come right away. One day, my father came home after looking for work all day with no success. He was very sad. He had been out of work for many weeks. I ran to him and hugged him, as I always did. Don't be sad, Papa, I said. Then suddenly I felt something in my heart. We need to pray, I said. Right now? Papa asked. Yes, right now, I said. I believe Heavenly Father will hear us. We knelt together and prayed, asking Heavenly Father to comfort us. After the prayer, we read the scriptures, as we did each night, and then sat together and talked. I noticed that little by little, our sadness was replaced with the happiness we always had in our home. I felt different, as though we were safe and protected, and I knew that everything would be all right. It was a wonderful feeling. Mama noticed it too. Can you feel it, Lucas? She asked quietly. The Holy Ghost is comforting us, helping us know that we are not alone. Yes, I feel it, I said. I knew that Heavenly Father heard our prayer. It was a night that I will never forget. Now I have my own testimony of the power of prayer.
How should I pray? When we pray, we are talking to Heavenly Father. So we begin by saying, Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Him for our blessings. Then we ask Him for the things we need. We always close by saying, In the name of Jesus Christ, Amen. We can pray anytime, anywhere, about anything. We don't have to be kneeling or be in church. We can pray about something small or large. We can pray out loud or silently, alone or with other people. We use special words that show respect for Heavenly Father. We say thee and thou instead of you, and thy and thine instead of your and yours. We always speak reverently, showing respect to Heavenly Father.
Sidebar. I bear my personal witness and testimony to you that God lives, that He hears the prayers of humble hearts. President Thomas S. Monson.
End of the story, Does Someone Hear Me? Read by Brett Venable.
Music, I Can Play It, I Stand All Amazed. Words and music by Charles H. Gabriel, to be sung reverently. Copyright 2014 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated, all rights reserved. This song may be copied for incidental, non-commercial church and home use. This notice must be included on each copy made.
I stand all amazed at the love Jesus offers me, confused at the grace that so fully He proffers me. I tremble to know that for me He was crucified, that for me, a sinner, He suffered, He bled, and died. I marvel that He would descend from His throne divine to rescue a soul so rebellious and proud as mine, that He should extend His great love unto such as I, sufficient to own, to redeem, and to justify. I think of His hands pierced and bleeding to pay the debt. Such mercy, such love, and devotion can I forget? No, I will praise and adore at the mercy seat, until at the glorified throne I kneel at His feet. Oh, it is wonderful that He should care for me enough to die for me. Oh, it is wonderful, wonderful to me.
End of Music, I Can Play It, I Stand All Amazed. Words and music by Charles H. Gabriel.
Friend to friend, I felt the spirit. From an interview with Sister Linda K. Burton, Relief Society General President, by Linda Davies. Jesus said, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. I remember two simple events that happened when I was a little girl. Each shows how the Spirit touches hearts in special ways, no matter our age. The first experience happened when my brother was sick. My father called a man from our ward to come to our home and help give a priesthood blessing. As our family gathered before the blessing, the man suggested that we children should leave because we might disrupt the spirit of the blessing. My father replied gently that it was important that each child be present during the blessing because our pure faith was needed. Even at that young age, I not only felt the presence of the Spirit, but I also sensed the great love my father had for his children. My father's love helped me believe in and understand Heavenly Father's love for me. A few years later, our family participated in sacrament meeting. My mother was a gifted musician. However, instead of providing a musical number herself, she gave my sisters and me the opportunity. I clearly remember the song she was inspired to have us sing. I think when I read that sweet story of old, when Jesus was here among men, how He called little children like lambs to His fold, I should like to have been with Him then. As my sisters and I sang the song, I felt warm and happy inside. My tender testimony was strengthened as the Holy Ghost helped me feel that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ loved me. How grateful I am for the blessing of the Holy Ghost and the love of my parents and my Father in heaven. I think when I read that sweet story, Children's Songbook, page 56. End of the article, Friend to Friend, I Felt the Spirit, read by Susie Venable.
Gospel Haiku by Janelle B. Freeman. A haiku is a type of short poem from Japan. You can use it to tell a story, express an idea, or show how you feel. To write a haiku, just listen to the beat. The first line has 5 beats or syllables, the second line has 7, and the third line has 5. This haiku is marked to show the number of beats in each line. You can clap along with the beats to help you hear and count them. Words like reading and scriptures have two beats because they have two syllables. Reading the scriptures helps me learn about Jesus and the things he taught. Here are some more haikus. Forgiving others can be hard when I am hurt. I can pray for help. Paying my tithing means giving back 10% to God who gives all. Loving and serving help me see other people like Jesus sees them. Now it's your turn to make a gospel haiku. You may need an adult's help for this activity. You can write your poem on these lines to help you count the beats. Write a syllable on each line. You can print more copies of this page online at friend.lds.org. Here are some first lines you could use or write some of your own. I will choose the right when I go to church, when I am baptized. Try it. Write your own haikus and share them with a friend. Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of the article, Gospel Haiku, read by Maya Reinwand.
The Not-So-Perfect Clarinetist by Darcy Jensen, based on a true story. Maybe I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was. Today, today, work while you may, prepare for tomorrow by working today. Hymns number 229. Band class was ending. Miss Strand, my teacher, said, "Remember that chair tests are tomorrow." Miss Strand used chair tests to decide which order we sat in. Each band member played for the whole class, and the one who played each instrument the best sat first chair for that instrument. But I wasn't too worried. I had been first chair in the clarinets ever since I started playing last year. I had a perfect record. "Are you nervous?" my friend Jason asked me. Jason had started learning the clarinet at the same time I had. He had always been second chair. "Not really," I answered. "I'm going to go home and practice," he said. "I'm not ready for the test yet." "I don't need to practice," I thought as we packed up our instruments. "I've been first chair all year." After school, I did my homework and played with my friends. I didn't even think about the test. Before I knew it, I was in class the next day and Miss Strand was saying, "Let's start the chair test with the clarinets." I was a little nervous as I played. I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was. But when I finished, I was sure that I would be first chair again. When all of the clarinet players had finished, Miss Strand announced the test results. "First chair, Jason. Second chair, Darcy." Miss Strand continued, but I had stopped listening. I was second chair? I looked up at her in shock, and I realized she was waiting for me to move. Slowly, I switched chairs with Jason. I felt my face turning red, and I blinked hard to keep my tears back. My perfect record was gone. "You did a good job," Jason said. I just nodded. If I spoke, I was afraid I would burst into tears. When I got home from school, I ran straight to my room and cried. Mom came in and asked, "What's wrong?" "Jason got first chair today," I sobbed. "How am I supposed to be the best clarinet player now?" Mom hugged me. "Did you practice last night?" she asked. "No," I said. Mom looked at me and asked, "Do you think you would have played better if you had practiced?" I nodded. Mom was right. I hadn't practiced, but Jason had. He had been more prepared for the test. Mom continued, "Even if you had practiced hard and still gotten second chair, that would be okay. Being in band is not about being the best. It's about doing your best. You shouldn't worry if you're doing the best you can do." The next day, Miss Strand started class by saying, "I want you all to know that I'm proud of you. You are all working hard so that our band can play beautiful music. Our band sounds great when everyone works hard together." Miss Strand's words made me feel a little better about sitting second chair. I should want all the band members to do their best so the band can keep getting better and better, I thought. I smiled at Jason. He looked happy to be first chair. I realized that I really wanted him to play well, too. It was okay if I was a not-so-perfect clarinetist. It didn't matter where I sat, as long as I was doing my best.
Sidebar. Do your best with the talents your Father in Heaven has given you. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
End of the story. The Not-So-Perfect Clarinetist by Darcy Jensen. Read by Lindsay Clark. When I grow up, I want to be an engineer.
My name is Ron Dittamore, and I'm an engineer.
From an interview by Linda Davies.
As a young boy, I knew I wanted to be involved with space travel and the great adventure of exploring the final frontier. Engineering was a good career to help me. I studied hard and took classes in math, science, and engineering. I also learned that listening, communicating, and public speaking were important, too. These skills prepared me to work for the USA's National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA.
What did you do in your job?
At first, I was a space shuttle flight director. Later, I became director of the space shuttle program. I planned the shuttle missions to space and managed the missions from launch through landing. I worked with hundreds of engineers, scientists, and astronauts to put the shuttle together and have a successful mission.
What did you like about your job?
Watching the giant space shuttle blast off from Kennedy Space Center was a thrill every time I saw it. With a rush of sounds that shook the ground, the space shuttle roared to life. In just 8 minutes, the shuttle soared miles above the Earth's surface, traveling more than 25 times the speed of sound. I love working with others to accomplish this goal together.
How did the gospel help you with your job?
My priesthood quorum and Boy Scouts activities helped me develop leadership skills for my career. As I grew, the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ helped me as well. President Thomas S. Monson teaches, "When the time for decision arrives, the time for preparation is past." This simple idea helped prepare me for my life and for every space shuttle mission. In my job, I've been able to witness the majesty of the universe and God's creations.
End of the section. When I grow up, I want to be an engineer.
Following Jesus, be a good example. What Jesus taught. One day a crowd of people followed Jesus onto a hillside, and he began teaching them how to live so they could be happy. He said that they should be humble, show mercy, try to be righteous, and be peacemakers. Then he told them to help teach others by setting good examples. He said, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16. Setting a good example is one way you can follow Jesus and help others follow him too.
Following Jesus today. One night when we were having family home evening, my baby brother was running around and yelling. Some of my siblings were laughing at him. I tried to follow Jesus by being a good example and not laughing. Instead, I sat quietly and listened to the lesson. I felt good inside because I knew what I had done was right. Landon Z., age 7, Utah, USA.
One Sunday after church, my friends were running in the church halls. One of my friends wanted to play tag, but I decided to be a good example by not doing that. I felt good because I know Heavenly Father is proud of me for not running in his church. Jasmine P., age 7, Massachusetts, USA.
This month's challenges. Be honest in your schoolwork. Dress and act modestly. Use words that are polite and respectful. I challenge myself to blink. End of the section, Following Jesus.
The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy. This month's Matt and Mandy, we see the whole family sitting around the table, Mom and Dad, and Matt and Mandy. The Coopers have a family tradition where each person says something nice about the other people at dinner. And Mom starts out by saying,
I'm glad I married such a great cook.
No fair, Mom. You say that every time Dad cooks.
I like that Mandy says hi to me at school, even when she's with her friends. Tony's sister acts like she doesn't know him.
I like how Matt is a good friend to Franco.
Franco's easy to like. Most of the kids are nice to him these days. But there's this other kid in my class, Carter. He can't really read, and some of the kids think he's dumb. Miss Wood made me his reading partner.
And?
Well, Carter isn't dumb. He says he was born with a brain that has trouble reading, so he has to work harder at it. You know what? Kids can see Franco's crutch. If they could see Carter's problem, maybe they'd be nicer to him, too.
I think that's a very wise observation.
This soup tastes really good, Dad.
And it looks good on your shirt, too. Dad, does that count as another compliment?
End of The New Adventures of Matt and Mandy.
For Little Friends, A Garden Full of Blessings by Linda Pratt, based on a true story.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
A busy yellow bee landed on a flower by Andrea. She jumped up and hurried away. Andrea didn't like bees. She moved to a different part of the garden to pull weeds by a leafy tomato plant. The sun was warm on Andrea's back. She could hear Mom close by in the rows of corn. Suddenly, Andrea heard more buzzing.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
She ran to find Mom.
There are too many bees, Mommy,
she said. I want to work in the garden without the bees. We need the bees to make our garden grow, Mom said. Jesus created bees to pollinate the plants so we can have our favorite foods.
Without the bees, we wouldn't have our garden?
Andrea asked. She thought about all of her favorite plants. She liked pretty flowers. She liked to eat strawberries and tomatoes. She would be sad to live in a world without them.
I'm glad Jesus made the plants, Andrea said. And I'm glad he made the bees, too.
End of the article, A Garden Full of Blessings. By Linda Pratt. Read by Lindsay Clark.
A Lullaby for Nana by Julianne Tenney Doman, based on a true story. Help me with others, my blessings to share. Children's Songbook, page 22.
Are they here yet?
Tanner called. He had run all the way home from the park. Not yet, Mom said, but they'll be here soon. Tanner's grandma and grandpa were coming to visit. He couldn't wait to see them. Papa always made Tanner laugh. Nana always made him a yummy treat. Tanner ran to his room. He found his new green race car.
I'm going to show this to Nana and Papa, he told Mom.
That's a great idea, she said. Vroom! Tanner raced his car back to his room. Mom came in. Nana hasn't been sleeping very well lately, she told Tanner. Can you help by being super quiet for her at night?
Sure.
Tanner wanted to help. Sometimes he had a hard time sleeping, too. A while ago, Mom and Dad gave Tanner a special CD. It had nice, soft music on it. It helped Tanner fall asleep at night. Knock, knock, knock. Tanner jumped up. Nana and Papa were here. He ran to the door and pulled it open. Papa hugged Tanner. Nana hugged him even tighter. They played race cars. Then they colored. Tanner had fun all day. Soon it was bedtime. Papa read a story. Nana sang a song. Then Tanner went to his room to say a prayer. He told Heavenly Father about Nana. Tanner asked him to help her sleep better. After his prayer, he looked up and saw his CD player. Tanner knew what to do. He got his special CD and went to find Nana. He held out the CD.
Here, Nana, this music helps me sleep sometimes. Maybe it will help you, too.
Thank you, Nana said. She smiled big. I know this will help. Nana gave Tanner a hug. He went back to his room. He was happy he had shared. end of the story, A Lullaby for Nana by Julianne Tenney Doman, read by Susie Venable.
Show and Tell. When I went with my father to the Buenos Aires Argentina Temple, I got to see many beautiful places and many sacred rooms inside. It was an open house, so for a few days, many people could see the temple. Soon I will be old enough to enter the temple and do baptisms for the dead. I love Jesus Christ and my family. Guido R., age 10, Argentina.
Repentance. Repentance is a gift from heaven above. Our Heavenly Father gave us with love. We say, I'm sorry, and fix our mistake. Then we feel peace to fix the heartache. Repentance is a shower to make us clean. It brings us closer to heaven, if you know what I mean. Nielsen B., age 8, Utah, USA.
Kojin I. and Elijah S., both age 4, Pennsylvania, USA, memorized all of the articles of faith together this year.
I broke my arm while I was playing at school one day. I had to have surgery and stay in the hospital for 2 days. After I got out of the hospital, my mom and dad told me that one of my friends from my class had died that day. I was so sad because he was one of my best friends. My dad gave me a priesthood blessing. The blessing made me feel good inside. I'm thankful that we know Heavenly Father will let us see our families and friends again. Ethan L., age 9, Nevada, USA.
Itari V., age 5, from Mexico, is very obedient. She loves her family and likes to draw pictures of them. Her favorite primary song is, I Love to See the Temple. She likes to see the flowers at the temple. When she prays, she always tells Heavenly Father how much she loves him. She enjoys primary and tries to be a good example to her little sister, Aileme. One day, my sister and I were playing outside with our friends. During the game, one of our friends used Heavenly Father's name in vain. My sister and I told her in nice voices that it was not a good word to say. Now all our friends know that we do not like saying that word. My sister and I felt warm and happy inside for setting an example of not using Heavenly Father's name in vain. Lucy and Eliza B., ages 5 and 6, Virginia, USA.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Abraham W., age 6, California, USA. Enzo V., age 6, Brazil. Bethany G., age 11, Oregon, USA. Lisa D., age 10, Utah, USA. Yuri R., age 12, Ecuador.
End of the section, Show and Tell.
Special Witness by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles are special witnesses of Jesus Christ. Why am I here on earth? Your Heavenly Father has known you for a very long time. You, as his son or daughter, were chosen by him to come to earth at this precise time to be a leader in his great work on earth. You were chosen not for your bodily characteristics, but for your spiritual attributes, such as bravery, courage, integrity of heart, a thirst for truth, a hunger for wisdom, and a desire to serve others. End of the article, Why Am I Here on Earth? Read by Miles McClellan.
Bringing Primary Home. Learn more about this month's primary theme. Jesus Christ is our Savior. A 12-year-old girl lay in her bed, growing sicker and sicker. Her parents watched helplessly. They could do nothing to save her. Then they remembered amazing stories they had heard about a man living among them named Jesus. People said he could heal the sick and make blind people see. Maybe he could save their daughter's life. The girl's father, Jairus, ran to find Jesus. He begged Jesus to heal his daughter. Then a messenger came with terrible news. It was too late. The girl had already died. "Be not afraid," Jesus said to Jairus. "Only believe." Mark chapter 5, verse 36. When Jesus and Jairus arrived at Jairus' house, they went into the room where the girl was lying. Jesus took the girl by the hand and told her to arise. When she stood up, her parents were amazed. Jesus had brought their daughter back to life. That day, Jesus showed how much he cared for the girl and her family by blessing them. Jesus shows how much he cares for us in many wonderful and amazing ways. He helped create the beautiful world and all its plants and animals. He volunteered to come to earth to be our Savior, even though he knew it would be very hard. He spent his life on earth blessing, healing, and teaching others. He lived a perfect life. He willingly suffered for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane and died on the cross so we can learn, grow, and one day live with Heavenly Father again. Ideas for family talk. Together you could read the story of Jairus' daughter. See Luke chapter 8, verses 41 and 42, 49 through 56. Then you could hold up the picture of the Savior on the next page and invite family members to share some of the wonderful and amazing ways the Savior shows his love for them. Family members could also take turns reading the verses of I Stand All Amazed. After each verse, invite the family to join in singing the chorus. Then discuss or draw pictures of ways your family can show love for the Savior. Note: Song and Scripture. I Stand All Amazed. Hymns number 193. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. End of the section, Bringing Primary Home. End of the article, Jesus Christ is Our Savior. Read by Kara McClellan. For Older Kids, Katie Finds a Way by Annie Beer, based on a true story. Going to church by herself wasn't easy, but Katie knew it was the right decision. Thou shalt go to the house of prayer and offer up thy sacraments upon my holy day. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verse 9. Katie sat up in bed and took a deep breath. It was Sunday morning again. As she picked out the dress she would wear for church, Katie could hear her parents in the kitchen, but she knew they weren't busy getting ready for church. "Katie, turn the light off. I'm trying to sleep," Katie's sister mumbled, pulling the covers over her head. "Sorry," Katie said, and quickly snapped the light off. She grabbed a dress from the closet, put it on, and hurried out of the room to let her sister sleep. Katie could remember when her parents used to take her family to church, but that hadn't happened in a while. She could tell her house felt different since they had stopped going. Her mom stood at the counter in a bathrobe, pouring herself a cup of coffee. "Morning, Katie," she said with a smile. "Is Sister Chang giving you a ride to church?" "Yep." Every Saturday night, Katie called her primary teacher and asked for a ride to church. Sister Chang always said yes. Katie heard her dad's mug clink as he set it on the table. "Looks like the game's on at noon," he mumbled from behind the Sunday paper. Knock, knock. Katie looked at the door and grinned. Sister Chang was here. "See you all later," Katie said. She rushed to the door and threw it open. Sister Chang smiled. "Are you ready to go to church, Katie?" Katie nodded and smiled back. "Yes," she said. She closed the front door and walked with Sister Chang to the car. At church, Katie took the sacrament and sat reverently while it was passed. She listened to the talks and sacrament meeting. She listened to her primary lessons and learned about Alma the Younger and the Book of Mormon. Although she didn't understand everything that was said, she knew that the peaceful feeling she had inside was something she didn't feel anywhere else. As she and Sister Chang drove home after primary, Sister Chang asked if she enjoyed church. Katie nodded. "I always love going." "I admire that about you, Katie. Not everyone would go to church if their parents didn't go. I know it's not easy for you, but you are making the right decision." "I know it's the right decision," Katie said, "because I feel happy at church. I love that feeling." As Katie walked inside after being dropped off, She saw her family watching TV, talking on the phone, and cleaning the house. She loved them no matter what. Katie went to her quiet bedroom and sat on her bed. She said a prayer to Heavenly Father, asking for the spirit she felt at church to stay with her for the rest of the week. She also asked Heavenly Father to help her family want to live the gospel and go to church so they could feel what she felt. Then she opened her scriptures and began to read. End of the article, Katie Finds a Way, read by Kara McClellan.
Hurricane Helpers by Verena Scroggins, based on a true story. The hurricane was far away. How could Scott help? The Lord needs valiant servants to do his work in the latter day. Children's Songbook, page 162. Scott ran home from the bus stop. It was Friday. He could have friends over, play games, and best of all, spend time with Dad. Dad had been working long hours lately. He left before Scott woke up and didn't come home until after bedtime. But Dad always saved the weekends for family and church. "Mom," Scott called as he came through the door, "can I invite Caden to come over and play?" Mom had just put down the phone, and Scott stopped when he saw the serious expression on her face. "First, I need to talk to you," Mom said. "There's been another hurricane, this time in Louisiana, and Dad's been asked to help with cleanup again." "Can I go with him?" Scott asked. Dad always came back from cleanup trips with interesting stories about serving and working. He had promised that when Scott got old enough, he could come along. Mom closed her eyes and sighed. "I'm glad you want to help," she said, "but you still aren't quite old enough, and your dad might not be able to go after all." What would keep Dad from going? Scott wondered. More work? Was he sick? "Actually, whether or not Dad can go depends a lot on you," Mom said. Scott's eyebrows shot up. "Why would it depend on me?" he asked. "Remember how my foot has been hurting the past few days?" Mom asked. Scott nodded. He and his sisters had helped her with the ice packs and pillows she needed to help her foot feel better. "Well, today I found out that it's probably broken. I need to stay completely off of it while it heals." She paused for a minute, but Scott was already ahead of her. "So you need me and the others to help while Dad is gone? Like making meals and cleaning the house?" Mom nodded. "Will I be in charge?" Mom smiled. "I'll be in charge, but you'll be the head helper." Her face looked serious again. "If it's too much, Dad can stay home. I told him I thought you could handle it, but we wanted to ask you first. It would be your way of doing hurricane help, because if you help here, you'll make it so he can help there." Now it was Scott's turn to be serious. "Mom," he said, "I can totally do this. You can count on me." Mom smiled and gave Scott a big hug. On Saturday morning, Dad was already gone when Scott woke up. Mom called out advice as Scott made pancakes for his four younger siblings. Scott even made a car-shaped pancake for Michael. Later, for lunch, Scott made sandwiches. "Do you want jelly or honey on your sandwich?" Scott asked Allison. She wanted jelly. At dinner, Scott asked Abigail to get the peas to go with the macaroni and cheese. "We have to be healthy and eat our vegetables," he told her. After each meal, everyone helped clear the table and wash the dishes. Scott swept the floor and made sure everyone played quietly so Mom could rest. That night, he got everyone together for family prayers. When Dad came home the next day, Scott and his siblings had a surprise for him. They had their own stories to share about working to help others.
"One day, I decided I wanted to serve breakfast to my family because I love them, even though that I couldn't give them much. I remembered that I was good at cooking. I made a cup of my famous hot cocoa for everyone. Now I try my best to find ways to serve or just help people in any way. When I serve people,
I could feel the Holy Ghost with me. And the Holy Ghost helps me choose the right. Rachel C., age 8, Missouri, USA.
End of the story, Hurricane Helpers, by Verena Scroggins. Read by Spencer Carter.
P.S. We hope you enjoyed this month's magazine. Please write to tell us what you liked. How to write to the friend. To send us a letter, drawing, poem, or photograph, 1. Fill out the form below and include it with your submission. 2. Include a school photo or high-quality snapshot. 3. We might edit your submission for length or clarity, and we can't return it to you. 4. You must be at least 3 years old to send us a submission. Please send your submission to Friend Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2432, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or email friend@ldschurch.org. The following information and permission must be included. First and last name, age, state or province, and country. I agree to the terms of the Friend's Submission Agreement, lds.org/friend/parental consent, and grant permission for the Friend to publish my child's submission and photo in print or online. Signature of parent or legal guardian. Email of parent or legal guardian. Visit friend.lds.org. Play games and watch videos. Read the Friend online. This month's The Last Laugh. Here we see a father posting a yard sale sign. Upon seeing the sign, the daughter asks, "But Dad, why can't we keep our yard?" Blossoms remind me of the new life that surrounds us in the spring. It makes me think of Jesus' resurrection and how we will live again. I'm so thankful that Heavenly Father blesses us with so much beauty that also lets us know of His love for us. Lauren M., age 10, California, USA. End of P.S. Read by Kara McClellan.
Prophet Portrait. Gordon B. Hinckley. Gordon B. Hinckley grew up loving nature. A walnut tree he planted as a boy was used to build the pulpit for the conference center. Gordon often compared the Savior's love to the guiding polar star, a star he learned to recognize as a young boy. He traveled more than 2 million miles, 3.2 million kilometers, while serving in the church. Satellites transmitted his testimony around the globe. More than 70 temples were dedicated while he was president, including the rebuilt Nauvoo, Illinois Temple. End of Prophet Portrait. Read by Ethan Nelson.
Dear parents and teachers, this month we can help children learn about the purpose of life. On page 41, Elder Russell M. Nelson teaches why we're here on earth. Consider reading Challenges Help Us Grow, page 2, and talking about what to do during tough times. Or read When I Grow Up, page 28, and talk about goals. Teaching children how to have a successful earthly adventure can be a fun and spiritually rewarding experience. With love, the Friend. Order the Friend at store.lds.org. Family Home Evening Ideas. Sacrament. Read Sweeter Than Ice Cream, page 12, and talk about why we have the sacrament. Watch a video at friend.lds.org about Christ teaching about the sacrament. Read the poem on page 11, and then try writing your own poems using the instructions on page 24. Feel God's Love. Read Does Someone Hear Me? Page 18, and talk about the special relationship each of us can have with Heavenly Father through prayer. What blessings help us know that God loves us? Find more ideas for teaching this concept at lds.org/go/FR Feel God's Love. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Use Bringing Primary Home on page 42. You'll find a short lesson, a scripture, and ideas for talking with your children. You can also find a simplified version of I Stand All Amazed on page 20. Kindness to Siblings. Read The Big Brother Trap, page 4. Use Family Fun Time on page 6 for a fun activity and recipes. Have each child share something they can do to be nice to other members of the family. Visit Resources for Teaching Children at lessonhelps.lds.org for stories, activities, and media to use at home and in primary. Find videos and games for kids at friend.lds.org. Topics in this issue: Adversity. From the First Presidency, Challenges Help Us Grow, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Baptism. Sweeter Than Ice Cream. Divine Nature. Katie Finds a Way. Example. Pop Quiz Champion. Following Jesus, Be a Good Example. And Katie Finds a Way. Family. The Big Brother Trap. Family Fun Time. The Not-So-Perfect Clarinetist. And Hurricane Helpers. Forgiveness. The Big Brother Trap. Jesus Christ. Following Jesus, Be a Good Example. And Bringing Primary Home, Jesus Christ is Our Savior. Learning. Bright Idea. Pop Quiz Champion. And The Not-So-Perfect Clarinetist. Repentance. Sweeter Than Ice Cream. Sacrament. As I Take the Sacrament. And Sweeter Than Ice Cream. End of the section, Dear Parents and Teachers. Read by Rena Nelson.